My name is Paul Cheeseborough, and I am a magician come illusionist, performing magic shows for children's parties, right up to the stage in theatres and cabaret as well. It started a long time ago, when I was a child actually. My mum and dad had a friend who we called Uncle. He wasn't a real uncle, but he was called an uncle. And he used to come round on a Sunday or a Saturday, and they'd have tea every so often. And he'd tell me about all the magicians he used to see where I used to live in Leeds. And the old theatre, it was the Empire Theatre, which was where the old Yorkshire Post building used to be, and that's not there now anymore. But he used to tell me all about the magicians and illusionists and shows he saw there, and that's where my interest for magic stemmed. And then I saw it on television and just got into it like that, really. I started probably when I was 12-ish, I'd say. It's about 12-ish. Started getting into it, reading books, going to the libraries. I probably still got the library books now, but don't tell them that. So that's where I used to get all the stuff from. And then my brother's school had a show that they were doing, and my mum volunteered me to do the magic for that. So me and my dad created a short show for that show. We did that and I enjoyed it, so I just carried on from there, and people started asking me to do children's parties. And I think I did my first children's party when I was 14, and I've done shows ever since then. And I'm a little bit older than 14 now. Mainly I started off doing children's magic shows because they're readily available. And then we saw a show at a church actually near where we used to live. And that was by the Leeds Magical Association. We got talking to them and said, oh, I'm into magic. And they said, oh, we have a junior section for under 16s. And they was actually holding one that Friday, so they said I could go along, so that I joined that, and then I carried on that, and then when I hit 16, I joined the Leeds Magic Association, which we joined, and I was doing the children's stuff, but I was like the bigger stuff, I was watching David Copperfield, Wayne Dobson on television, watching those, and then I got a proper job, which I worked for a chemical company in their research lab. Did my degree through them, did that, but always at the weekends I was doing the magic shows. Always liked the bigger stuff, cabaret stuff. So I saved up, built some things, and then one day I put a show on in Morley with a friend of mine. I thought, this is what I want to do. So I gave up my job and started doing magic full time. Worked on a holiday park doing the magic for them for one season, and then went on from there, ended doing cabarets and boats and things like that from there on. In Todd we have a unit and we store a lot of us things there, and my wife does it for her company as well, a Story Magic Theatre company, where they're going to schools, and I actually provide the magic when they need that as well. But also at the unit I can keep mending our own illusions, because they do things that are taken out on them, we're travelling, putting them up, building them down. So we have an area which we design and build our own illusions, because it's always nice having stuff that's just yours, something different that hopefully people will enjoy watching. We have one or two that there's not many of around. There was only three being built when we bought one of them, and I think there's only five in total now. Funny enough, called the X Factor. So I was lucky enough to get hold of one of those, but that was designed and built by somebody else in Blackpool. And that one, the assistant gets into box, sets on fire in an X shape, and then it all opens out to show that they've disappeared. All closes back up, take all these blades out, and boom, they're back in one piece. And that's the one that we have that's probably more unique. Actually, the one that you can see over there is refurbishing. That's cutting a girl into nines. That was invented by an illusionist called Franz Harari, who does some of the big mega illusions. He's made this the Taj Mahal disappear, the space shuttle disappear. That's one of his designs, which we managed to get hands on hold of one of those. And that's one been in the show since I started, really. A few years ago, in about 1998, I think we purchased that one, and I'm refurbishing it now because we're thinking of bringing it back out. Difference between children's shows and cabaret come theatre shows. It's probably a lot is the audience, because with children, they'll shout out and they'll tell you what they think of you straight away. In a way, they can be the hardest audience to entertain, because they're very honest and they'll say, oh, it's up your sleeve, it's under your arm. And they will be honest like that, whereas grown-ups are a bit more polite when they're watching the shows. Plus as well, with the shows that I do when I'm doing theatre and cabaret, it's all done to music and it's the lights and the illusions. So sometimes there's not as much interaction with the audience. It's a very visual art form when I'm doing that one. part of my children's show is a wizard theme. So I tell them I go to the Sorcerer's Apprentice School for witches and wizards, but only if the children will help me, and I dress up as a wizard. And it does actually help, because I've done a few where the parties have been solely Harry Potter or wizarding parties. So the tricks that I do are themed that way, so that works out as well. But I'm not bothered about them. I like Harry Potter, so yeah, I really enjoy it. So yeah, we get along well, me and Harry. I prefer doing the theatre shows and the cabarets, I like that, but then the children's is really good as well, so I think it's nice having lots of everything rather than just all one, so, and it makes a change as well, it keeps everything fresh when you've done sometimes one night I'll be doing a cabaret show where there might be a couple of hundred people in it, and then I'll get home and the next day I'll be doing a children's party when there might be only 10 children, so they're both different, but they both make it exciting to do, and a lot of variety in there as well. When the television series come out about the Masked Magician, he gave some of the tricks I was actually doing at the time away. And we thought, oh no, we're not going to be able to perform these. But we did it anyway and just thought, we're just going to have to go for it. But people come up and said, oh, we saw that on telly, but we still don't know how it was done after watching you. So at least it worked and we were fine like that. And as I say, as long as it entertains them, they feel they've had a right good time, and that's good.